AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Witnesses say they were targeting Christians. Al-Shabaab gunmen shot up a university campus in Kenya this morning, killing at least 15 people and wounding 60 others, we're told. This student says panicked young people started running, but some of them ran right into trouble.
Guys started jumping up and down, running for their lives. But it's unfortunate that where they were going to is where the gunshots were coming from.
He spoke to Citizen TV in Kenya. Security forces cornered the gunmen in a dorm at Garissa University College, where there were reports they were holding hostages. You may remember this group, Al-Shabaab, a Somali group linked to Al-Qaeda. They attacked a shopping mall in Nairobi a couple of years ago, killing at least 67 people. A leading Democratic senator is going to be in federal court today fighting criminal charges. Our Jerry Bodlander on Capitol Hill with word of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's legal troubles.
A federal grand jury in Newark, New Jersey, indicted the state's senior senator on more than a dozen counts, including conspiracy to commit bribery and wire fraud. They're the result of Menendez's relationship with a Florida eye surgeon who was a longtime friend and a generous donor to Menendez's political campaigns. Menendez allegedly accepted gifts from the doctor in exchange for helping his business interests. He's admitted taking actions that could benefit the doctor, but has repeatedly said he has done nothing wrong. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A week after an apparently suicidal German co-pilot flew a plane load of passengers into a mountainside in France, Germany is announcing it will examine safety issues that arise from this tragedy, like how a cockpit door mechanism should function. And baggage handlers at Philadelphia's airport have called a strike to protest what they say are low wages. They're picketing today. This is AP Radio News. David Letterman's giving up his late night show next month, and Minnesota Senator Al Franken thinks Letterman ought to return to his home state of Indiana and run for the Senate. He was on late night last night, Franken was.
When people come to me, they say, young people say, how do you become a United States senator? And I say, well, do about 35, 40 years of comedy and then run for the Senate.
He knows. He used to be a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
It's worked every time. So I think you should run.
I'm on the right.
I would like you to be a colleague.
Now to a stray dog story with a happy ending. The one-year-old mutt was hit by a car, clubbed in the head with a hammer, and left for dead in a ditch in Washington State. She showed up at a nearby farm days later and is recovering now with the help of Good Samaritans. A woman who has taken the dog in says she is a miracle dog. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.